Fatigue is a major factor in farm-related injuries. Kenda Lubeck, Farm Safety Awareness Coordinator with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, says it's not only important to recognize the signs of fatigue, but also take steps to avoid it in the first place.
Farmers should be concerned about fatigue because when they start to feel tired, the risk of work-related injury goes up. Fatigue is a gradual onset of tiredness that can be caused by mental or physical exertion like stress or long intervals of physically demanding work. But the good thing about fatigue is it can be avoided or alleviated by periods of rest. Like all farming seasons, spring work means that farmers and farm workers are at the mercy of the weather. So jobs like getting crops in the ground or tending to young livestock can be quite strenuous. Too many farmers tend to push themselves during the spring season.
Let's talk about some of the signs or symptoms of fatigue.
Well, the signs can be vague. Because fatigue is a gradual onset of tiredness, it creeps up on a worker, and this makes it difficult to recognize. Symptoms may be different for each person, but generally, in addition to feeling sleepy and tired, some common signs of fatigue include headaches, dizziness, or even blurry vision, moodiness, feeling irritable or short-tempered, and aching or weak muscles.
So what are some things that farmers and others, I guess, can do to avoid fatigue?
Well, the biggest thing to avoid fatigue is to get adequate sleep. So that means going to bed at a decent time and waking up refreshed, and it's extremely important. But also, it's important to eat nourishing food to keep the mind and the body sharp. Stay hydrated with plenty of water. As far as coffee or tea goes, a small amount of caffeine can help improve focus for some people, but too much has the opposite effect and generally is more detrimental. Alcohol should be strictly avoided. It's important for workers to incorporate some healthy activity in their daily tasks. Many times, spring work involves long hours operating the same equipment, and for workers who find themselves doing the same thing for hours on end, it's important to stop periodically and go for a walk or do some stretches to refresh their joints, muscles, and mind. Really, to avoid fatigue, what it comes down to is planning for the physical and mental demands of spring work. This may mean adding workers to your team to share the workload or keeping a promise to yourself that you'll take a well-deserved break after a set amount of time. One really important point, be sure to avoid making critical decisions while you're tired. Safety is about the choices you make, so make them while you're in the best frame of mind.
For more information, go to agriculture.alberta.ca/farmsafety.